Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. And boy, oh boy, do we have another ripper today. Good suggestions.
Are you happy with the suggestions this week? Have you had a good week? What's news with you? You're feeling all right?
I'm feeling all right, yeah. I'm just same old. We covered it in yesterday's episode. It's just been a bit rainy and a bit
just
dreary.
Just because people listened to it yesterday doesn't mean that we can't talk about how you're feeling today.
Yeah, well, it's the same, bro. We just went back to back.
You're wearing your pajamas?
I've been wearing them, yeah. Been wearing socks to bed. Sometimes even the long sleeve. I noticed what has gone away though is like, you know, the little mozzies and stuff like that. They're gone now, aren't they?
Remember when you were, was it last year or the year before, you were eating that cake every night before bed, like that grandpa cake?
Oh man, funny thing, I just bought one last night for the first time in about a year. Yeah.
What?
And the funniest shit ever was, bro, I'm in there and I was like, I just need to get a few things. Was making toasties, like butter and shit. Anyway, I got bread from Baker's Delight, walked into Coles and I'm like walking through and I dropped the lemon Madeira cake, and some bloke just, it would have been about mid 30s and that, and it was packed. It was like peak time at Coles, dropping a Madeira cake near the fruit and veg. This guy picks it up and I'm like, oh, so I felt like a mess, you know, like, sorry, mate.
You would have looked like a mess too, yeah.
And he's dropping a lemon Madeira cake, this pig. And I'm just like,
did you go,
I'm on another
it?
Planet.
Did you go swap it or?
No, it wasn't like crushed or anything like that, but it was so
like concrete, that stuff.
I was so flustered, bro. And then like lining up for the self checkout or whatever.
What's going on?
She's like, oh, you paying cash? I was like, oh, I'm so like flustered right now. No, oh, you can go there. I was like, what is going on?
You didn't like the intensity down Armstrong Creek Coles?
Bro, I felt like everyone was staring at me.
Because you had what? Bread and a cake?
Bread, cake, tomato and butter. I feel like that's just a but I normally get a trolley thing, you know? What are they called? Hand baskets. Whatever the fuck they're
trolley
called.
Trolley thing. Basket.
And I'm just like holding it and I let the Madeira. And I didn't even feel it slip too. Just speak about embarrassment. That's what I'm
so everyone was just judging you, reckon?
I felt like that. I know that people probably aren't looking, but I felt like they were.
They probably were. They're probably judging you. People,
but have you had a lemon Madeira cake?
A lot of people would have gone home and told that story. Like, I saw this bloke. I don't know how old he was, but he's got a lemon Madeira cake. He dropped it. Everyone looked at him. He was embarrassed.
What a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking,
that's good. I like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I need to get home. I got some thank yous to get through today. Let's just get into it,
Let's pump it out today, I reckon.
I reckon Bonnie Chu, thank you very much. Love your work. Kay Hicks, 101.
Did we choose this?
Oh, no, she didn't make the list. Because we've already done it before. She's got using baby voice that's with right, partner. Then. Hey, I'll do it. I'll fix it. Don't worry. Just relax. Yeah. I know the sun's in your eyes, but just I'll get through it.
You sure?
Just relax, bro.
The sun's not in your eyes, but that's the impact. I was just going to get up and slightly close the blind, but you don't want me to?
No, just let me get through because your mum's up next and I want you to talk about it. Kay Hicks 101, thank you very much. She made the list this week, so she'll be happy with that. Her one last week, I forgot to put it on this one, was like, what was it? Letting other people have a turn.
Yeah.
And she actually meant that where I thought that was a suggestion.
Yeah, we said it as a suggestion.
Anyway, she's back. She's back. Who else have we got? Lock and Roll. Thank you very much. Good stuff. Hey, Hicka didn't make the list. We've already done it. Cereal.
I thought it was a good one.
I don't know. We could talk about it, but again,
too late.
Nicole Lamb. Thank you very much. Dan Remy XYZ. Thank you very much. Some of his ones couldn't make the list. It was just a bit rude, but I like rude. Anyway, Shreddy Eddie. Love your work. Thank you very much. Timothy X James. Go check him out. Doing some good things. Richie Mal. Thank you very much. Love your work there as always. Sorbet Weather, still the king.
What up, mate?
Love your work. Chris GW made the list this week. He'd be very happy. He's been stiff the last couple of weeks. He's been in the twos. He's not happy.
Sometimes you should do your time.
Josh Lange, thank you very much. Lange, whatever. You know, I'm going to fuck that up. AR Dixon, thank you very much, mate. Didn't make the list.
A lot of suggestions this week. I like
and
that.
Dylan Caton, thank you very much.
Well done. And you're going to shut the blinds slightly for me?
Yeah.
Please. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
No,
I don't
want
to sit in the dark, but just you it's your house. We record at your house and you get to choose.
You just like taking control now.
You like to have your back to the thing. You put me, it's like I'm like an ant under the.
You're about the size of an ant.
Funny
that
stuff.
Makes sense. All right. First on the list, let's get into it. Quitting without a job lined up.
Your thoughts on this?
Oh, it depends how much. Depends what the role is currently, and if you have to get out, sometimes you have to get out. But
depends on the responsibilities you have, or
what
deals you're locked into, or
But I mean, like, if something's really happening where it's like nearly impossible to go back to the work or something, maybe you do have to leave. You know, I don't know.
Self
like if you're getting abused by a boss or something, and you don't have anything lined up, it's sometimes better just to get out the situation,
find something else,
figure it out. People
drive Ubers.
Yeah, there's got to be something. I don't know. What do you reckon? You got any thoughts?
I think it's a really harsh reality that everyone in the world is living in at the moment. Mm. It's not really the easiest thing. Go back a few years' time, there's a few more jobs out in the market. The world was moving a bit more. Didn't have to pay $2.50 for some petrol. Mm. I feel like more people were sort of quit with less plans.
Mm.
But now I feel like it's actually quite tricky because what do you do?
What do you do? You know,
I'm gonna say I still think it's hot. It's very, it's a ballsy move.
Mm.
It's risky move, but
everyone's got different risk tolerance, don't they?
I respect it.
Yeah,
it's a bit like I'm envious of people who can make decisions that quickly.
Burn your boats.
Yeah, I'm not that.
Some people like they access that part of the brain when the pressure's on and they can get stuff done.
Do they regret it?
Others might melt. I don't know. Probably sometimes they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever done it before, quitting without a job lined up?
No.
No. No, I can't think. I don't think I have either. I think I just stopped working once, but when I was like working at the Victorian Electoral Commission, I just said, I just don't want to do this anymore. And then I come back like 2 months later. And started doing it.
Started doing it
again. Maybe I just need a break. I was just like, this is fucking crazy.
Go, let's have a few days off.
I'm fucking 21. Put my hand up if I need to go to the toilet. Yeah, what's going on there?
Guess what? You told that story before. Don't want to hear it again.
True. All right. Next on the list, unpaid work trials. I didn't even think this existed, but apparently it does. Hospo and shit.
Interns.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Different, unpaid though.
Work trials. Yeah, it's a bit different.
I was talking about this with someone the other day, and it was around, it wasn't my suggestion, so I didn't know that it's not.
Yeah.
But it was the idea of going through almost like the job application process where you were expected to come in and as part of the, you're not promised to get the job, but we're going to put you and you might have to do a day's work here and everything. It's like, hang on a minute.
Am I getting employee share offerings and that?
Yeah, like I know you're trying to like pick the right person and make sure it all works and that, but I'm going to take a day off my work that I'm currently at now and come to work for you for nothing.
Yeah.
Hopefully that you give me the job. What a weird conversation I have to have with my current job if you're employed. Hey, do you mind if I just get a day off? Because I'm thinking about leaving.
I've got a trial.
And I've got a trial somewhere else. So I don't know.
Depends how long the trial is. Unpaid work trial, like one shift in like a hospital thing.
Well, they changed this to like footy wise, right?
Yeah.
There used to be like pre-season training. Hey, people could come down and do some training slots.
Yeah.
In the past, it was just you got invited down. And now they get paid and you have to, it's like registered to be part of their on the list training for a supplementary squad.
You're just on another fucking list then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on a list to be on a list.
Yeah.
To do
here's another list that's separate to the main list, but yeah.
What weird. Do you think?
I just think like one day, one shift, whatever. If it's like, hey, I want you to come in for a week or a month or something like that, you're fucking dreaming, aren't you?
That's not ideal.
Unless you're an astronaut or something. I don't know. Like shit, like in our world, I can't see that ever being like a good
not
thing.
Not acceptable, I don't reckon.
I wouldn't like that. Anyway, if you do work trials or you had
let us know.
One, yeah, I want to know.
Well, what did you get asked to do?
Yeah, which company? Let's name and shame. Let's find out. All right, next on the list, doodling. Not your little doodle, doodling, like writing stuff down. Just
I feel like you should have a few things you should be able to post for the cover art of this outcome. You're the king doodler on any video meeting.
I'm always
call.
Doodling. That's what I feel like. I asked you this question maybe a month ago. Am I rude when we're on a call and I'm in the notes and I'm literally drawing pictures and shit, but I'm listening. And I'm responding, I just don't want to look into someone's eyes over a video call for an hour. You know, I'm just like, hang on, I'm listening to what you're saying. That's why I prefer phone calls and shit. Like,
I know, I hear what you're saying.
But do you reckon it's rude that I do that?
I do, yeah.
Because you're looking at me going, this
I'm
guy's
looking
not
at
even
him
looking.
Going, well, no, because I'm having to carry you. I'm having to carry your eye contact.
Yeah.
I would like a little bit less
eye contact. I feel that too in pods when we help out each other. If you look at something, one of us will nod. So one of us sees you, the other one's doing
it. Well, sometimes that's how I feel in video calls because I'm like, well, he's down drawing pictures in his book. I'm going to have to carry all the eye contact for the rest of this conversation.
Yeah. And I'll chime in with special comments.
Yeah. And it's like, I get pretty tired after that.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're the chief facilitator.
Your doodling though is pretty good. I do like that when you finish a meeting note and my notes are like dot point, they're sort of semi-organized and stuff.
Lots of stuff scribbled out and done again, isn't it?
Yeah. Scribbled out and done again. I'm not sure if that's right. Do I want that to be written there? Yeah. Do I even refer back to it ever again? Not sure. But yours is like flames and eyes and like dripping faces and then like words in boxes and you're like
on a t-shirt there might be someone that someone said in the meeting and I'll just like my notes don't really make sense.
They do though because they're like key words that get put into it's art. Your doodling is art.
Yeah, thanks. It's unlike you to compliment me so much.
One of your few skills that you really have. I think you're fantastic. You're a good mind mapper.
Yeah, but then again you have to really come up with like
you have to listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you care less and it's just the same word written 400 times on the page.
Is it creative expression though, isn't it? Like you know what's a weird thing that I do? I reckon I've said it on the pod.
You've got plenty of weird things, yeah.
But like I do people's signatures.
Not well, though.
No, but like if I was to do, like, I'm like, if I was, if my name was Robert Hicks, here's how I would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even I was doing Matilda Hicks and stuff like that. So, you were saying, what the fuck is going on here?
You're trying to steal her identity,
no,
mate.
No, no, no. I just like, even famous people and stuff, wrestlers, I'll just do their signatures wrestlers, and perfect. Shit. But like, I do like drawing. I just feel like it takes my mind. Like if there's something that's stuck in my head, it's like, what can
you
just
should
come
draw
out?
More. I think I've said that for years now, but.
No, I just feel like there's lots of people who do really good stuff. I don't think mine's at that level. I feel like mine's very DIY. You
that's
know.
All right, though.
Yeah. I know people have styles and shit, but all my cartoons and stuff, it's not like super unique. I wouldn't say it's like a style. I feel like there's so many people who do that.
It's not about the execution. I think it's about the subject matter.
Mm.
Is the point of view. I'm not saying that I'll be honest, brutally honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. I understand you're not super talented and skilled.
Yeah.
You know, I've been around.
I'm not Bob Ross.
I've been around you for a long time. I know, you know, that's not a surprise to me.
Do you reckon it's like making the most out of what I've got?
Yeah, you're a hard worker. Alex Nilbullen, huh? You're a back pocket, mate. You're a back pocket player. All I'm saying is your drawings are good because the content and what's in it is good.
I've always been obsessed with like cover arts and shit. So like bands like Blink and that, I'd redo their album and just reimagine what things would look like. Even come up with song names and shit.
Pretty
so,
creative.
I'll I don't know. That. But I just feel like I wish you got paid $1 million to just do that.
Well, I think maybe you should share a bit more of your drawings.
Maybe. I might do some alternative cover arts for,
that's
some,
a good topic.
For some bands and stuff and just do some random shit. Because they'll good. Share it.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Here's some new songs that I wrote for you. Feel free to use them all. Huh?
Give me royalties.
Doodling hot. Playing with your doodle hotter. What do you reckon?
Yeah, hot.
Yes, yes?
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. Next on the list, firm handshakes. You like a big firm handshake?
I don't mind a bit of firmness. I think when it's too soft, it feels awkward.
Yeah, there's lots of people who want the, I feel like just a happy medium.
You can't break, I don't want to break someone's hand. I think people go over the
people
top.
People like that, look in your eye and shake.
Yeah, like,
hey, bro, I don't care, you're the alpha, whatever. Well,
yeah, you've broken my hand, thank you.
Hey, big boy, all good, big boy, you know?
But not too soft where it's like.
Wet fish.
What's
like a real dead wet fish, you know, like real clammy, like, ugh. I'm not gonna kiss your hand, bro.
Yeah.
I hate those little ones.
I have to say it's hot though, because I do. But there's not extra firm.
No, over the top firm.
Goldilocks, different. Just right. A bit of stuff. Have a bit of respect for yourself.
Yeah.
Like you have to have a bit of strength there.
Do you go the handshake or kiss? What do you do?
I'm a handshake.
Yeah. You don't like a kiss?
Nah, no, I'm not really.
Like a kiss?
Nah.
No.
If I can avoid it.
Double I'll. Kiss on the cheek. It's very like a Italian thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I can avoid it. I've all, like
you I'm, don't like contact, do you?
Not all, unless it's like, where it's in.
Unless it's like what?
I don't know. If I've seen the person a lot, yeah. I feel like that's a kiss
do
on
like
the
giving,
cheek.
Do you like giving the shoulder rubs?
Nah. Like friends and family, I'll do a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Acquaintances and that.
Yeah. Coffee catch up club. This next Wednesday. What are you going
to
do?
I prefer to give a hug.
Yeah.
No kiss, though.
No kiss.
Yeah.
Those lips aren't in your cheek.
Keep your germs to yourself. I'll give you a quick little cuddle. Nice to see you and that. I don't know.
Are you worried about that sort of stuff when you're in, or you don't think about
it? I just don't want it. I don't want it. Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
What if someone wants to do the double kiss and the peck? And
if someone wants to do a hello kiss,
yeah.
Of course.
Kiss on the lips.
Who's giving it a kiss?
Have you ever had that?
No.
No, me neither. I just thought there might have been a story.
No story there, mate. I'm going to say firm handshake's hot.
Yeah, can't get any hotter, can you? Next on the list, women paying on the first date.
What are your thoughts?
I got a funny story, actually. I remember back in the day I was seeing this chick and I remember catching up and I was just like young. I think she was like 2 or 3 years older. And I remember catching up with her. I think it was for the first time. It was like a lunch date and I wasn't hungry. And I was just like, whatever. And I paid for hers
and
I didn't even eat anything. And I thought that's strange. Like I was like, do I let her pay or do I pay? I just had tap water.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I'll pay. But then I think she thought it was weird that I didn't eat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I thought.
You said, I can only afford one meal. And I guess you're having it.
And she's getting the small. Yeah, by the way. But yeah, I think I would have been about 17, 18.
Chivalry?
Yeah, chivalry. I think, depends how many dates you're going on, eh?
Everyone loves equality, you know? Everyone loves equality.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
My recent story was, it's down that same sort of women paying for first date thing was like, you know, when you let people go first in the train or you give you the
chivalry,
old,
yeah.
You give the old people your seat or something like that.
Yeah.
The two women in a, we're about to walk up into an elevator, go up in a building in the city or whatever.
Mm.
And
the,
I let.
The top of town, yeah?
Yeah, no, I let them go first. I stopped and then I held the door open.
So you were going a certain pace and you were like, oh, I see you in the periphery.
I was like, we're almost there. I was like, who's going to go first? I was like, all right, I'll just hold the door and you guys can
I'm
go.
I'm a gentleman.
You can go in. Like, It's not a...
Oh, he's a nice boy.
I'm not trying to intentionally do it to get a thank you.
Yeah.
It's like letting someone in when they drive in their car.
Yeah, yeah.
But they both just walked in like it was sort of expected that they should go first. And I was like, hang on, I'm
kissing the ground you're walking on.
Yeah, I stopped a step. I'm half a I stopped half a step short to open the door for you.
Just look at me.
So then we got off at the same floor, right? In the elevator. Went ding and I was like, oh, okay. I let him out.
Yeah.
Because I was standing closest to the door because I come into the elevator last.
Yeah.
So I stepped back to let them out.
Yeah. No, I don't fucking work here. I'm not the chauffeur.
They didn't say thank you.
No.
They didn't even acknowledge me, bro. They just walked past. Yeah. I was like, I felt like...
So you burnt their cars
honestly,
down.
Honestly, I felt like running past them and just like giving a little bit of a bump. Just so I'll walk a step ahead of you then.
Yeah.
It was a weird like some people. It's expectation, you know. It's a bid. So I'm thinking women pay on the first date hot.
That's exactly what happened. I thought it was Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it's a show called Loudermilk where a guy, he comes in and he lets the woman go through first and then he gets to the coffee joint first or whatever, and she just pushes in and starts doing the order, and he's like, what the fuck? And there's a full argument about it, actually. It's pretty funny.
It felt a bit like that. Yeah. Anyway, I think this is hot because everyone wants equality.
You think it's hot? Yeah, I don't know.
Go on any dates lately, so whatever. Who cares?
I don't know. If you want to pay. I just feel like I wouldn't feel that. If you went out to Chin Chin or Rice Queen
split,
or something.
Split payments, I reckon.
Split payments, yeah. I don't know how this is going to go, actually. So if you want to sort this
pay out. Pay up front.
All right, I'm going to say hot. Next on the list, piggybacks. You like giving a piggyback?
I've been doing Matilda on the shoulders a lot.
Yeah.
Which is not, it's sort of a piggyback. It's on the shoulders. Is it same?
No. Piggyback's like proper.
I've not been doing piggybacks. I've been doing it on the shoulders. I've been enjoying it on the shoulders.
You've been getting on her shoulders, yeah.
Way easier way to commute around than waiting for her little legs to just walk.
Yeah.
Just pick her up, put her on the shoulders, and off I go.
And I suppose it's not that high for her anyway, you know?
No, nah, it's
five
about
5'5", something like that.
She's normal height, yeah.
So she fell off your shoulders. She wouldn't even bruise, I don't reckon.
I hold her legs.
Oh, smart.
So if she does fall, I've got her by the feet.
Do you feel like a bit of a dilf when you're out there collecting shells? You got Matilda on the shoulders and you're like, it could be, yeah, you might get acknowledged there, maybe not in the escalators or whatever you are, or the lifts, but, you know, you're looking good. You got the, I feel like that's a thing, isn't it?
What?
Like
dad's
walking their kids. I feel like everyone likes to see that, don't they?
Matilda does get, a lot of people like.
It's like having a puppy, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of, a lot of women look at Matilda, oh, she's. Like
girl dad.
Random out in this, like.
And you hate that too, a little bit.
I think it's nice sometimes, but it's a bit like.
Not at the park though.
Yeah, not all the time.
No.
Just because I had Matilda doesn't mean I'm open for conversation.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you know, where's she going to go to school? Oh,
Hang on a minute.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Got enough friends.
I don't know.
Piggybacks are hot, I reckon.
When was the last time you had one?
I can't remember the last time jumping on someone's back, but given piggybacks, I feel like the same as like Sailor and Walker and shit. Like, not proper ones, but the ones on the shoulders.
You're too old now. Knees give out.
Yeah, I just think, like, whose back am I jumping on? That's all I want to know.
Imagine if it was like we just went to the city and you were just piggybacking me around for a bit.
That'd be right. It's almost, I feel like a segue is more awkward though.
Yeah, yeah.
Two grown men on their backs.
Piggybacks, you really grow out of them based on just strength, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not ideal. I think hot, but just not in our, not like, available.
Not for us now.
It's like when you go to the show, you know, like you have to be this tall to ride the ride. Ours is, we've just grown out of being able to do it.
You've never rode a ride there, have you?
Nah, funny.
How old until you seriously could like get on that sort of stuff? Probably a year or two later than most kids, yeah? So you're like, your friend would have their birthday at like Luna Park and you wouldn't even be able to ride anything, would you?
I had a birthday at Luna Park, mate.
Did you?
Yeah.
When you were 16,
Maybe year 7.
Do you remember those rides that they used to stick on the wall and like go around in circles?
Yeah, yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
No, I don't remember. I was allowed to go on the rides, mate. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. You're still small, though, aren't
you? Thanks, mate.
I think you're actually decreasing size the older you get.
Yeah?
You're going to be...
You're not that tall yourself.
I'm 6'1". 6'1".
6.
I'm still growing, too.
Out.
Everywhere.
Why?
Everywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everywhere.
Round.
My feet are getting bigger. My hands are getting bigger.
Your nose doesn't stop growing, you know that?
Doesn't really.
People, when they look old, they have really long noses and big ears.
Yeah.
It just keeps
growing.
You
do see that, don't you?
Keeps
I feel like my nose is pretty small anyway. I've got a little button pig nose, I reckon. Porky the Pig.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd. I feel like my nose is fine, to be honest. A little ski ramp. I feel like yours could.
Anytime anything comes to a bit like, you're very, very happy with yourself, aren't you?
I don't know. Someone's got to be. I look in the mirror quite often and I'm like, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, piggyback's hot. You're going to say hot.
Yeah, I think hot too.
All right,
yeah.
Next on the list, something K-Hicks101 wrote. Go follow on Instagram. Writing reminders on your hand. I do this. I'm always writing shit on my hand with the pen. If I've got like something like a to-do list, I'll probably write the one or two things that I've got to do on the hand. And I like doing it. It's easy.
Yeah, I think this is... No. No,
like you wouldn't like it because someone might take a photo of you.
Take it back.
You don't like it.
I like writing to-do lists in my phone.
Yeah, see, I never look at it. Once it's in the notes, I'm like, I'm never going to open that.
No, but I do it like if I'm going to do my groceries and that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about that, but it's like email someone or like something like that.
I'll put it in a note. Either notepad that's on my desk.
Or like a physical pad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Notepad, physical.
Yeah.
On my desk.
Or notes in your phone.
Or notes in my phone. Yeah. Not on my hand.
I don't mind the
hand. Not on my hand.
I don't mind the hand job. It's good.
That's like the people who play, like, you know, when you watch the footy or you watch whatever on TV, sport on TV, and they've got like something written on the tape, like,
oh yeah,
pressure.
I feel like they want people to see what
defend
that is.
Yeah. Or
Willie Rioli had something like that.
Back yourself.
Or they have like dad or mum or something like that. It's like, all right,
I'm doing this for them. It's weird, I reckon.
I do think that though. I do think that when the people who play sport who write the things down, it's definitely attention. It's the sport version of having a mohawk, isn't it?
A little bit.
Defend, run. You're going to be playing on someone just looking at it going, you need reminders to run.
Run.
Oh, it's pretty funny. But anyway, I might have been the one who does that because I do write on my hand.
I don't feel like, I don't mean to be judgy. You know what I mean? I just
this is the show though.
I just don't do those things. It's not an ick. It's an ick for me.
Is it an ick?
If I saw someone that had pressure. Defend hard. Chase. Oh, I feel like it's the worst coaching advice I've ever had.
Kick more goals. Yeah, I find that too. It's like people have like names and stuff written on them. Like I think it's a sentimental thing. Like my mum's got our names written on her with the Disney characters and shit like that. But
yeah.
For me, I'm just like, you're never going to forget your last name or anything, are you? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. When they find your body on an episode of Forensic Files or something, they're going to identify you by that shit tattoo on your arm.
They might. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to say writing reminders on your hand, hot. You're going to say...
Not hot.
All right, next on the list, jock straps.
Is this your suggestion?
Yeah.
I've never worn one, never even seen one in real life. You know, like I feel like it's a very American thing.
It's yeah.
Like people
you wear the cup, the sports.
People here wear Speedos.
Yeah, dick bathers.
Dick bathers, yeah.
Budgie smugglers.
I wore budgie smugglers when I played footy.
With socks down there, always. You'd surf with socks down there and be like, why is it?
Funny
why
stuff.
Why is that little cane toad in his?
Such a cheap little shit joke.
It's funny though, it made you laugh. Jock straps, I don't know if I could be comfortable wearing one, to be honest.
Your ass is out, though.
I've got a good ass, too, but I just don't. Huh? It's not pimply and hairy like yours. Huh? It's perfect. Perfect. I just think jock straps, I don't feel would be that comfortable. I reckon I'd prefer to wear like satin boxers rather than a jock strap.
But it holds it all in.
Yeah, but something riding up your.
Yours isn't so much. It's not really flopping about, though, is it?
You know what?
It's already tight and compact.
I've told this story before, but going around on Halloween, I think it was, with my cousins and that, and I had the G-banger on, but the penis holder thing was an elephant trunk. I was like, that's pretty funny. Like, if there was jock straps like that, I'd probably wear that. But anyway, I'm going to say probably not hot, though. It's not the best look, is it?
No.
All right, next on the list, rehearsing. Another one of my suggestions. Do you like rehearsing?
I like being prepared.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll run a bit of a, what I think.
Before, like, if you had to do a speech or anything like that, do you rehearse?
Not as much as I should.
No.
I rate this, but I also think sometimes...
You can over-rehearse.
Yeah. I think scripted is very different than raw and authentic.
I feel like if you don't know what you're talking about, everyone goes the full script of, like, here's everything I'm saying. Whereas, like, if you're confident on something, it's like a couple of dollars.
I like talking on the fly.
Yeah. Winging it. Hey, what does the crowd want?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I'll be adaptable. Got a question for me? Ask it.
And I think like that's a scary thing for a lot of people, but I feel like I work best like that too, when it's just like I'd rather be kind of underprepared a little
figure
bit.
Figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
And if I need to take anything on notice, I'll come back with the answers.
What about like wedding rehearsals and shit? Did you do that?
No, we didn't do one.
Because you're like, we'll just fucking
figure it out. All you got to do is stand there, wait for us to say, I do.
3 hours, you're all sitting around and they're like, yeah, you stand there.
No, we didn't do a rehearsal.
No.
That was the one thing that we
didn't want.
We took it out.
Yeah? You're just like, hey.
You like that? Yeah. We're meant to have had to go to...
Hey, we've got a party for risk takers.
We're in Torquay. We're meant to go to Lawn and do a rehearsal and stand there and with everyone. It's like,
nah.
I don't want to drive an hour.
You didn't want to put people out.
I did it for you. Because you would have had to go to Lawn and we wouldn't be able to...
Well, I wish I'd done a little bit of rehearsal because I had no idea what was going on after you went off to get photos and that. And I'm going inside going,
all right,
the fuck,
maybe man? I could have communicated better with others. And we might have done better with a rehearsal, but...
Even rehearsing pods, I feel like maybe we should do some dry runs before we actually do hot.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm going to say hot. You're going to say... It's all dependent.
I'm going to say hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
Prior preparation.
But we are both pretty off the cuff.
Prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Okay, the PPP.
The 5 points.
All right, last on the list, your suggestion. I want you to talk about it. Winter bodies.
I think it's the opposite to summer bodies. You know, like everyone...
Slop it up.
Everyone gets ready for summer. They're like, oh, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to be shirts off. I need to get my bather body.
I look forward to winter body.
Winter bodies. You're in layers. You're at home. You're not going anywhere. Yeah. You can just eat what you want and pig
cold,
out.
Cold, who cares? Everyone's eating.
Is that acceptable just to put on a few kegs during winter? It's like hibernation.
Well, you're a yo-yo dieter, so I feel like you probably do this a little bit because you get back in shape.
I do.
I feel like every winter I get worse, you know?
Well, I'm back on the bandwagon. I was on the bike this week, first time in a while. I've started to exercise again, bit of a circuit. I had a few months off after hurting the knee. The only exercise I was really getting in at the moment has been our golf. I did feel like it was starting to impact me a little bit, so I jumped back on the bike. And
do you reckon you've got a good body now?
One bike ride later.
Well, do you think you've got a winter body now, or do you think you've got a bit of an autumn body or a summer body?
I think
spring body.
Probably got a summer body. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are you looking forward to winter? Because you have to layer up, whereas like you're in the best nick for a while.
I've been in, I'm feeling a lean, mean fight machine a little bit at the moment. Yeah. I'm going, well, maybe I should just blow out.
Maybe.
And then come September, try and do a bit of a hell kick again.
I always forget that like September's the time to get like
not,
fit
it's
again.
It's not December. It's not December. It's September.
So like you see people like first week of January, they're all
3 months in spring. All you need is 3 months in spring. September, October,
and don't
November.
Eat before like 6 o'clock at night.
Because really...
eat some apples and shit.
It's Melbourne Cup weekend in November is really where...
Is that when people are like, I need to squeeze into the suit a little bit? If you're going, you're like, oh.
Yeah, but and if you're in
got
that...
weddings and that.
September, October, start of November and you're laughing. That's 8 to 10 weeks you've already been in a health kick.
Yeah.
Take my advice and just blow out now.
But how do you buy clothes? Like I always find it's like, I plan on losing weight, but it's like, I'm not that now. So it's like... do I buy new clothes at the weight I'm at now or the weight I want to be at?
No, you can't be ambitious.
What do you do?
Can't be ambitious.
So yep. what do you buy? Well, what you are now?
The reality.
So just elastic pants and...
Yeah.
and just a muumuu. That's my kid anyway, normally. But winter bodies, I'm going to say hot. That is me. I feel like my winter body is my summer body. And I'm glad I got to the beach, honestly, like the last week before summer ended.
You went for that one swim for the summer. Went for that one swim
and I felt good. Instantly, I walked out. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I should do this again next year.
Why haven't I been doing this? Yeah. I live 10 minutes from the beach.
Anyway, hey, go check our episode with Charlie from Vita Drop. Go and check that out. Dropped on Monday. Next Monday, another big guest coming at you. Coffee Club next week, Wednesday, in the city, community. More details probably already gone out or coming through.
Oh, whatever. It'll be Monday, I think. But anyway, it's been a good episode. Another one. Thanks for suggestions, and we'll be back next week.